Well, the school year is wrapping up around the area. Some districts will be done at the end of this week, some at some point next week. A lot of graduations have taken place already. And this morning, we're going to talk about Knoxville District 202, their interim superintendent, who's going to be wrapping up his tenure there. Ralph Grimm joins us this morning. Ralph, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Tom. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, thanks so much for checking in with us here this morning, man. We could start talking about the Cardinals. I know we both would love to, but maybe the more important stuff is the district.
But, well, I think we need to whisper through the graveyard about the Cardinals right now.
But, well, that's true.
We've been playing better as of late.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah,
absolutely.
More important things.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Knoxville District 202, of course, you took over, handled second semester there this year as interim, and they've got a new superintendent in place. So your tenure will go till what?
June 30th.
Okay. Very good. Well, let's talk about this semester. I know this is not the first time you have done, since you retired, from District 205, that you've not the first time you've done an interim gig. Talk about this and coming into a district. And was it a little bit different just doing a semester than doing a full year?
Well, the fortunate thing was, Marty Payne and I were hired, mm-hmm. I think in September, late August, early September. And so I had an opportunity to kind of watch and observe and talked to Marty first semester, and he kept me in the loop on a lot of things. So starting in January, I think I started January 6th, it's not like I was coming in completely cold. In fact, I sat the table for the December board meeting and kind of helped put that together. So I had a little bit of a head start. Otherwise, it probably would have been a little steeper learning curve than it was, but you know, after 21 years of being a superintendent, you just kind of know in January what you should be doing. And in February, I mean, every month has its own nuances, and that I found hasn't changed. So it helped.
Talk about the job coming in also. I mean, is it as an interim, especially, is it, I don't want to say righting the ship in some respects, because that wasn't necessarily the case, but what just making sure things are moving in the right direction, or?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know, job number one really is to continue to do the work that needs to be done every month. You know, there's a script for every month of a school year. It doesn't really vary much from one year to the next. And so, first of all, we take care of those things. And then the unique things that pop up, you know, the problems or the situations that need to be addressed in terms of buildings, facilities, personnel. And then to the extent that we can, we start talking to the board about, okay, you know, what's out there on the horizon? What do you need to be thinking about? What kind of research can I do? What kind of background can I do for you to help you be prepared when the new superintendent comes in? I've had some conversations and exchanged some information with Dr. Guerrero to help her get started, you know, with both feet on the ground and running, because all superintendents are running right now, and to try and make that a smooth transition.
Ralph Grimm joining us. He is the interim superintendent, Knoxville District 202. You talked about personnel. Obviously, that is a huge thing, not only in education, but just about any career field. Is it different as an interim, or is it the same thing? You still have the same job. If you need to hire somebody, you need to hire somebody.
Yeah, we have several openings right now. You know, we're in the midst of the worst teacher shortage we've ever seen in this country. And so, you know, I've suggested to the board that as these positions become vacant, we advertise, we get people in right away who do apply. And we've had some applicants for several of our positions, and we're going to interview them in terms of the teachers. And then if we find what we believe to be quality candidates, myself, the principals, any teachers that we have on the interview committee, we're going to make recommendations to the board. We have a couple of building level assistant principals, and so I've suggested to Dr. Guerrero that she may want to take the lead on hiring those people. And so she and I are talking about that particular piece, but we're moving forward and trying to get the district as ready as we can for the 23-24 school year.
You know, one of the nice things coming in, you mentioned buildings and maintenance and all that type of stuff. I mean, with that great new high school building there, I mean, facilities seem to be in really great shape at District 202.
Well, the high school, believe it or not, is 10 years old this year.
Is it really?
It was completed in 2013.
Wow, where did that time go? My goodness. Okay, well.
And it is a beautiful building.
Yeah.
And it has been extremely well maintained, and it certainly is something for all the residents of District 202 to be very proud of. There are some work that needs to be done at Mabel Woolsey and at the junior high school, and it just so happened that this is the time where the district needed to complete a 10-year health life safety survey. And so we've hired an architect, and they're going through it from top to bottom, side to side, looking for anything mechanical systems-wide that doesn't meet current code. And then they'll give the board a report, and they'll have to address those. So it's time for that to happen, and it's in progress.
Ralph Grimm is the interim superintendent, Knoxville District 202, getting ready to wrap up his tenure. We'll talk a little bit more about some things that have happened this year in the district and what's in the future as well. Take a quick break. Here it is, 8:46. It's Galesburg's Morning News.
State Senate passes resolution renaming portion of U.S. 150 after Knox County Sheriff's Deputy Nick Wiest. Carl Sandburg College names Ashley Reeves as Adjunct Faculty of the Year. Lawmakers miss self-imposed adjournment deadline. Plan to be back in Springfield on Wednesday. Details on these stories coming up at 9 o'clock on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast brought to you by Dr. Luke Sokolowski of Midtown Chiropractic Clinic in Galesburg at IllinoisChiropractic.com, because alignment matters. Partly sunny, 81 the high this afternoon. Mostly clear, 56 tonight. Sunny tomorrow at 85. Mostly clear, 59 tomorrow night. By Wednesday, sunny, the high 84. Currently, it is 68.
Looking for a rewarding career where you can make a difference in the lives of our communities? The Regional Office of Education, number 33, in partnership with our local school districts and child care providers, is hosting an opportunity fair coming up tomorrow night at Oakview Country Club in Aledo from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Not only are they looking to fill several positions at the ROE, like family support specialist and family educator roles, they'll also be looking for candidates to fill openings in our local school districts and with local child care providers across our region, including teaching positions, bus drivers, substitute teachers, and paraprofessionals. Info on how to become an in-home child care provider or early childhood provider will also be provided. High school students looking to become future educators are encouraged to attend to get information on the education career pathway. Get more details on positions available and short-term licensing approval at roe33.net, and then come on out to the ROE Opportunity Fair tomorrow night.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball tonight as the Redbirds take on the Cincinnati Reds. Coverage begins at 4:45.
Tune in for Cardinal Baseball on WGIL.
8:48, Galesburg's Morning News, talking with Knoxville District 202 Interim Superintendent Ralph Grimm this morning. Mr. Grimm, again, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. So, my gosh, graduation already happened yesterday in District 202, so that part's out of the way. Seniors are all done. When will classes officially be finished?
Students go all this week.
Okay.
Their last day will be Friday, and then next Tuesday we'll have a Teacher Institute Day. That'll be the last day for the staff, and then summer break will begin.
All right. So, winding down quickly. Now, obviously, you have some need for some teachers. Is it much on the retirement front ending this year?
Actually, no.
Oh, good.
We have, I believe, two paraprofessionals that are retiring this year. We have some folks who are switching districts, which we're seeing that all over the place. Lots of reasons for that. Closer to home, better fit. People are just moving around in this profession right now.
Yeah, and like you said, it's not just in Illinois. I mean, it's hard in Illinois, but as you said, with the teaching profession, this is a nationwide shortage of teachers.
Very much so. My oldest son teaches in Las Vegas. They started this school year with, I believe, 2,200 vacancies, and they anticipate that'll probably jump to 2,700 or 2,800 for this coming year. They just aren't out there. Candidates just aren't out there.
Well, then I guess a situation like that where all the teachers that are there are having to do a whole bunch of extra things, that probably forces some out of the profession.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. It does. The work's got to be done, and school districts have to be creative in order to make sure that everything's covered appropriately. And so people in the profession are doing more with less, for sure.
What, you know, in your opinion, where does the answer lie? Is it within the collegiate education system? Is it within the school district? Where does that, I'm not even want to say blame, but why such a lack right now?
Well, I think it's complicated. I think there are a lot of reasons. I think we need to elevate the teaching profession, for sure. Yeah. We have some highly intelligent, dedicated professionals. And in some circles, public education's not valued as much as perhaps maybe I would like it to see, and that may be a bit of an opinion, but you know, we seem to be blamed for a lot of the ills of society right now. We're an easy target. And there are opportunities for people to do things other than teach. If you have a passion for physical education, for example, you can go 4 or 5 different directions now instead of just into the classroom. And so I think that's a part of it. And then I think also there are some issues at the higher level, at the community college level and at the 4-year level, where we need to make sure that we're not discouraging people to come into the profession by setting expectations, standards, and experiences at such a high level that we can't get candidates into the field.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about educators being valued, and you know, some people look, well, gosh, look what this person makes. Well, yeah, if you've been there and doing it for maybe 30-some years, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're doing all right. But to start, I mean, some kid coming out of college or university, it's like, here's what I can make here and make a difference in the world, or here's what I can make in the private sector without getting a hard time from every parent. And that, yeah, so that makes it tough.
Yeah. It there are options. There are more options for kids, young adults. You know, I'm 63 now, so they're kids to me, but they're young adults, and they do have options, and they're taking advantage of those.
Ralph Grimm is the interim District 202 superintendent in Knoxville. Their school year wrapping up. And so let's talk a little bit about the future. So you've done a few interim gigs, and you think that you maybe finally it's like to the point, it's like, you know what, I'm done with this part. You're already retired, but maybe this you're done on at least that part of the education side.
Right now, it looks that way. I've had a really positive experience with District 202. It's a great district, great staff. I've enjoyed working with the Board of Education. I'm involved in some other part-time jobs that I do that keep me in the education field. I do a little bit of consulting, professional development. I work with early career superintendents in a coaching and mentoring role, and so I can stay as busy in that as I want to be. Plus, our 3 boys are all now out west, and so working every day is really putting a cramp in my wife and I's style about being able to go and see them. You know, Peoria is a great airport, direct flights to all 3 places. So, you know, we have to work around my work schedule to be able to do that. So, I just keep my options open. I want to stay busy, and as long as, you know, people think that I have something to offer, I'll probably listen. But I don't know that I want to be expected to work every day for the rest of my working career.
Completely understand that. Ralph Grimm is the interim superintendent of Knoxville District 202, getting ready to wrap up things as far as District 202. Well, you got to experience something really cool that I think any baseball fan should get to experience, but also with it being getting to be there to root on the team that we both love, the St. Louis Cardinals. So you spent not this past weekend, the weekend before. Cardinals, of course, had that series at Fenway Park in Boston, an historic ballpark. So you actually got to have your first experience at Fenway. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, just even, I guess, walking up to the joint is kind of a pretty amazing experience.
Yeah, it was definitely a bucket list item, and it just so happened that I had some family who was going to be out there, and so we kind of planned to meet them out there, and it just worked out. I mean, I was ready just to go to Fenway, and then to have the Cardinals be there was, you know, kind of icing on the cake.
And they were playing well at the time.
And they were playing well, and So we walked around the ballpark. You know, it's an iconic place. It's a treasure. It's a landmark. Walked all the way around it early in the morning, and then when we came back in the afternoon and all the people were there and all the activity outside, and then you go in and you see this place that I've seen many times on TV, but you have to be there to experience it. It was truly everything that I hoped it would be. It was a wonderful experience.
You know, I went by once on the interstate behind, saw the green monster and the sit go sign. That's all I saw. So what is the neighborhood? Is it in an industrial area, or is it a neighborhood where people live, or what?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both. And in fact, when we were walking Saturday morning, we stopped at an intersection and we were looking straight ahead across the street, and my nephew said, "Oh, there it is." It fits in, and you know, you had to be looking for it, and which sounds really odd, but you know, coming from the direction we did, but it's just right in that neighborhood, and they've built up, across the street from the streets that border it, you know, there are pubs and some shops and things like that. There's some residential, and then there is some commercial around the ballpark. It's just really kind of neat.
What was parking like?
We walked and we Ubered. I didn't see a lot of parking, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So not unlike going to Wrigley Field.
You know, correct.
Kind of trying to get around there. Ralph Grimm, he is the outgoing interim superintendent, Knoxville District 202. What a great, really cool experience. Any other bucket list ballparks you're hoping for?
My oldest son has a goal to see a game in every ballpark.
Every one of them, yeah.
He's got 23. And so I would like to go with him to the remaining 9 or 10 ballparks and experience that with him. So that's kind of on the ballpark. The bucket list is to see those remaining ballparks and experience that with him. Right. So that's off the top of my head. But yeah, there's a few other things. But
yeah, absolutely. Well, wow, what a really neat experience. So in other words, any base, but Cardinal fan, Red Sox, doesn't matter what you're a fan of. That's one of those ballparks you just need to experience.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Is there any particular lobster rolls or what is it? The ballpark food there is like, I mean, you get a dog at any ballpark, but.
Well, we did eat at a kind of an out of the way little seafood place, and they specialized in oysters, and I did have a lobster roll, and it was very good. And then they had lobster rolls at the ballpark, and of course all the other baseball fare. But it was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Ralph, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. I really do appreciate it. And congratulations again. I guess I'll say second retirement, maybe, right? Maybe.
Well, it's been a good I'm going to keep working. I've had a good experience in District 202. They really are doing a lot of good things for kids. We'll just see what happens. You know, at this point in my career, it's nice to be able to say yes or no.
There you go. Ralph, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Always appreciate it, Tom.